Hello.
Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Williams.
This is her. How can I help you?
Yeah, Ms. Williams, I just want to know if you register as a Democrat in New Jersey.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
I
Are
always
you
vote.
okay? Thank you.
I always cast
Next.
my vote.
Thank you. Just so we know that we're talking to a diversity of people, can I have the year that you were born?
77.
I'm sorry, what was that?
77.
Oh, 77. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What race are you?
Black.
Black. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going on the right direction, or do you feel that they have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I have mixed feelings about that.
Okay, but in your
I
point
really
of view,
have mixed feelings. Go ahead, I'm listening.
do you lean more to the right direction or the wrong track?
We're more independent.
Okay, thank you. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
Some of it is going in the right direction, not all of it. As I said, I have mixed feelings with a lot of stuff.
Okay. Now, if you let me please, I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and very favorable. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Bill Pascrell.
I know who Bill Pascrell is, but I don't really know much about him that much. I would say for Bill Pascrell, I would say maybe 75. Yes, I did.
75. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about Tammy Murphy?
Never heard of her. Is that Chris, what's his name? Governor Murphy's wife?
Yes, it is.
I don't really know much about her.
So what number you want to give her?
I don't know. I'll
Okay,
say
no
maybe
problem.
I don't really know much about her. I know she's trying to run for something right now, but I haven't. Politics has gotten out of hand right now that I don't even watch the news anymore.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. Next, what about Shabonda Sumter?
Don't know who that is either.
Okay, no problem. What about Andre Sayer?
Andre who?
Andre Sayer.
Who is that?
You don't know who he is? Okay, no problem.
I'm in Bergen County, you know.
I
You know I'm
understand.
in Bergen
What about?
County, right?
Yeah, I understand. What about Andy Kim?
I don't. Oh, Andre said is the mayor of Patterson, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know much about him either. I don't live in Patterson.
Okay.
Andy Kim, I don't know anything about him either.
Okay, will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress?
What kind of job is Bill Pascrell doing right now, love?
A member of Congress.
I think he's trying his very best. I think
Okay.
he's trying to uplift the Democrat Party.
Okay, do you approve or disapprove?
I approved of him.
Strongly or
I would
somewhat?
I would say strongly.
Strongly? Okay, thank you so much. Next, will you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year? Or will you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
No, I'd rather Bill Pascrell.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy, for whom will you vote?
I would give Tammy Murphy a try.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Saya, Shabonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell, for whom will you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Saya and Bill Pascrell, from whom will you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read to you some brief statements about some possible candidate for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Pascrell is New Jersey progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors, and he has used his position to fight for tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Do you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to vote for him?
No, I would definitely vote for Bill. Much
okay,
likely.
Thank you. Thank you. Andre Sayov has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Sayov has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hitchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Do you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all?
Maybe somewhat likely.
Somewhat? Okay. Thank you so much. Shabonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Do you feel much more likely, somewhat, a little more, or not at all?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, after hearing all of this information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Sayam, Shabonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell, for whom will you vote?
Bill.
Bill, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read to you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement is accurate. If accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have a new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Do you feel much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less?
Not at all less, because I feel like Bill has more, you would say that he has a lot of experience. He knows what
experience.
He's doing.
Okay, thank you. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties amongst Palestinians, civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Do you feel much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less?
Not at all less. America can't do everything.
Okay, understand. Shabonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less.
Well, you said she went there to help these communities because of less school, less jobs, less housing. That's what you're saying? I didn't get that.
Okay, let me repeat the statement, and then you give me your option, your opinion. Shabonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' school continue to suffer. Do you feel much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote, a little less, or not at all less?
Well, if all those things gone up on the need, and she's not, there is no help, much less, of course. I would not vote for her if crime is up, traffic is up, housing is up, everything is up, nothing is being done. I can't vote for somebody who can't help my community.
Okay, thank you. With Andre Sayum as mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Sam's lack of leadership, New Jersey Attorney
I will not
General,
vote for him. I will not vote for him with all of those things. I know they even bring in a new police system in Patterson, and it's still not working. So how could I? Okay. I would, although I don't live in Passaic County, I would not vote for him even if I was living in Passaic County.
Okay, thank you
so
much.
If you can't help my district, there is no way I can vote for you.
I understand. Thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidate were Andre Sayum, Shabonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell.
Bill Pascrell.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Sayum and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. The following questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal, conservative, or what? I would
liberal,
say I'm moderate.
Moderate,
I'll be moderate.
Okay, thank you so
no,
much.
Moderate.
What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
College, honey.
College, okay. Thank you. What is your religious background, if you don't mind me
Christianity.
Asking?
Christianity.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
My first name is Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. You have a blessed evening. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.